Chapter 3, Mishnah 4, continuing, no, not Falsti, no, so continuing from the last Mishnah, Kate said, how does it work, this hair connected, or so it says, mi b'chutz, if the corpse is outside the house, usa'aro bifnim, and the hair, right, this is a corpse that's with long hair, and the hair is inside the house, so bayis tame, the house is impure, because although hair itself is not impure, connected to the corpse. Etzim she'eshalav kazas basar, or if there's a bone that's got a kazas of flesh on it, hichnis miktsasoi, if a fleshless part, the Karti adds that, a fleshless part of the bone, mibifnim, is inside the house, vabas ma'alav, and the house is covering it, tama, it is impure. Again, a fleshless bone can't impart impurity, but because it's connected to the fleshed part of the bone, it does impart impurity in the house. Shnei atzamos ve'alen kishnei chatzai zaisim basar. The next case, there are two bones on which there were two half kazas of flesh. Hichnis miktsasim b'mifnim v'abas melaleim, and part of each was brought inside the house. Tama, it is tama. The house joins the two together, and the house is tama. And last case, hayu tchuvim bidei adam. If the pieces of flesh didn't grow on the bones naturally, but they were stuck there by human hands, lovely. Tower. It is pure. She'ein chibura adam chibur. Because man-made connections are not considered connections when it comes to these kind of halachas. So you would wonder why someone would want to stick flesh to the bone. But if a person does that, then... Yeah, so then...